Hare Krishna. So from Shloka number 16, Krishna is telling Arjuna or trying to convince Arjuna about different qualities of soul. And he's doing that consistently from Shloka number 16. Now one such Shloka we're going to discuss today also, Shloka number 24. And again, Krishna is giving wonderful qualities of soul. It goes like this.
Achedyoyam adayoyam akledyo shosha evacha nityah sarvagatha sthanur achaloyam sanatanah.
So just in the previous verse, that is shloka number 23, Krishna was telling Arjuna, nainam chindanti shastrani. The soul cannot be cut into pieces by shastra, by weapons. And then he speaks, you know, another few characteristics. In this particular shloka that we are discussing, he is giving appropriate names to the soul in accordance with the previous verse. Let's see that. Now let's map verse number 23 and verse number 24. Now he says, Nainam chindanti shastrani in shloka number 23. Now in 24, he is giving an appropriate name. And what is that? Achedyaha. Achedya means unbreakable. Then, Nainam dahati pavakaha. In this particular verse, Adayaha. That is, it cannot be burnt. So, unburnable or unable to be burned. Then, next one, Nachainam kledayantyapo. In this particular verse, Akledyaha. Insoluble. And the last line in the previous shloka was, Na shoshayati marutaha. It cannot be withered by wind. And here in this particular shloka, we have one appropriate name to it. That is, Ashoshayaha. That is, it cannot be dried. Now in this way, we see that there are four names which Krishna is giving. Achedyaha, Adayaha, Akledyaha, Ashoshayaha. Now these are the four names, you know, which Krishna has given. And then he continues giving the different qualities of soul. He says, Nitya Sanatanaha. Soul is eternal. Oh Arjuna, soul is eternal, everlasting. Then he says, Sarvagataha. Sarvagataha is all-pervading. The soul is all-pervading. Then Sthanur. Sthanur means unchangeable. Fixed in form. The soul has a fixed form. And Achalaha, soul is immovable or it has got fixed qualities. This is what Krishna is telling here. Now these are the different qualities that Krishna has given, different names he has given. Now let's try to see the importance of the same, the significance of the same, and try to dive deep now in each and every word of the shloka. Now let's discuss about Nitya Sanatanaha, these two words, Nitya Sanatanaha, eternal. So, one very nice point which Prabhupada is making here in the purport, he says, the individual soul is eternally the atomic particle of the spirit whole. Second point, he remains the same atom eternally without a change. So, this point is very important to understand. Sometimes people say, so they keep asking, does the soul grow in size? Soul remains the same atomic size as it is. It does not change. So this is the point that is made. And as compared to the whole, it is always atomic. It will always remain the same size. So it is given that Nitya Sanatanaha and Sthanur. Eternally, it has got the same form. It's unchangeable. And then after that, the second thing that we need to understand. So this is the first point about Nitya Sanatanaha Sthanur Achalaha. Now let's discuss about the next one. So here it is very nicely mentioned that soul is insoluble. So when soul is insoluble, so how is it that the monistic theory says, or the Mayavadis, they say that the soul merges inside Brahma, Brahman. Soul merges with Brahman. So this particular statement is incorrect philosophically. And now we are seeing in this particular shloka, it's very clear. So if soul is insoluble, then it has to remain eternally an individual. It cannot merge. So this point has to be understood very clearly. This is a very, very big misconception in the entire world. Now people feel as soon as the soul gets liberated from this material bonds, from the cycle of birth and death, what happens? The soul merges completely in the effulgence of light coming from the Lord. So that's not the case. In fact, it's very beautifully given here. There are two destinations for a soul which is getting liberated. What are the two destinations? The soul, the individual soul can decide, may prefer. What it can prefer? It may prefer to remain as a spiritual spark in the effulgent rays of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now just imagine, you imagine a white paper. And on the white paper, just put one white particle or a white paint, a dot. So that's how, therefore, in that entire effulgence, the particle, that is the spirit soul, atomic spirit soul, will remain just like that all the time. So that's eternal destination. So this is one. This is the first destination which a soul can prefer. Second, so devotees don't prefer the first one. Now what will we do going and staying just as an atomic spark in the entire eternal effulgence of the Lord? So devotees don't prefer this. Devotees prefer the second one. What is that second one? Devotees want to remain an individual with the Lord to serve the Lord. This is a very, very important point. Just remaining in the effulgence of light does not make any sense. But then serving our eternal Father makes a lot of sense. So this is what the second point, and the devotees prefer the second one. The second destination is what is preferred by devotees, and Prabhupada says a very nice thing. Intelligent souls enter into spiritual planets to associate with the personality of Godhead. So basically devotees are intelligent. Krishna Bhakta Bada Chatur. Now let's discuss about Sarvagataha, the word called Sarvagataha. Now what is a Sarvagataha? Sarvagataha means all pervading. Soul is everywhere. What do you mean by soul is everywhere? Two understandings to this. The first one is, the soul can accept any sort of bodies, be it a bird's body or some aquatic body or human beings or the body of devatas, any body. The soul can accept any body depending on what? Depending on karma. It's not something just by chance. Depending on some logic, and that logic is karma. This is first. Second aspect to this Sarvagataha is, the spirit soul is everywhere. It occupies every single place in the entire creation. That is what is the point. So now there are some nice contradictions to this, which people normally talk about. Let's try to understand this. So the soul live everywhere, land, water, air, earth, fire, etc. But then when it comes to fire, there's some problem. What is that? So people say in general that they are sterilized in fire. Who are sterilized in fire? The soul is sterilized in fire. But how is it possible? Just now we understood one word, adayaha, and in the previous shloka, nainam dhati pavakaha. So soul cannot be burnt. So where is the question of sterilizing? Now this also goes on to say, when the so-called learned people of this world, they say that there are no living entities on the sun planet. So now tell me, is it a valid statement? It's very clear. Soul cannot be burnt. So when it comes to sun planet as well, it is called a Surya Loka. Loka means where the living entities stay. And there is Surya Devata. So he is also a living entity. So similarly, we have to understand that yes, in that Loka, Surya Loka, there are living entities. Hey, how is it possible? It is. If human beings cannot stay, then that does not mean that no one can stay. We human beings have got a body which has got more composition of earth and water. So, we are very much there on this earthly planet. But then we cannot stay in the water. But that does not mean that there are no living entities in the water. There are so many living entities in the water. So, they have a specific body to stay in the water, appropriate body to stay in the water. Similarly, there are appropriate bodies given so that the living entities can stay in the sun planet also. So this point is very, very important. And if suppose we say that, oh, there are no living entities on the sun planet, then this particular word sarvagataha, meaning all pervading, is invalid. Then Krishna's statement becomes invalid. Now, since Krishna's statement cannot become invalid, so we have to accept this fact. Yes, living entities are everywhere, even on the sun planet. So in this way, we understand that the soul is unbreakable, achedyaha, it cannot be burnt, adayaha, then it cannot be moistened, that is akledyaha, it cannot be withered away, ashoshayaha. And we also discussed about nitya sanatanaha, that is, it is eternally sthanur, unchangeable, achalaha, immovable. The form and qualities of the soul remain fixed, and sarvagataha, it is everywhere. Now to this particular shloka, Krishna is going to add few more qualities, and that we'll discuss in the next verse. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Don't forget to attempt the quiz, and don't forget to put your understanding in the comment section. This will surely enhance your understanding, and also the ones who are going to read your comments, that will surely help them. Thank you.